This episode is brought to you in part by DrawYouAPicture.com, where I, your host, James Kennison, can draw you a picture for pretty darn cheap. You need a logo, podcast, artwork, t-shirt design, your baby drawn on a shirt sleeve? I can do those things. Check it out. See what I've done for others. See what I can do for you at DrawYouAPicture.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Louie, and you're listening to Nobody's...
Hi, this is Tom, the pastor of the Adams Village Baptist Church, and you're listening to Nobody... Wait, they changed it?
You're listening to Broke... No.
What do you mean they changed it?
Made my... No.
Ah, jeez.
What's that show with the stories?
Hi, this is Hannah from St. Petersburg, Florida, and you're listening to That Story Show.
Hi, folks. This is That Story Show, where we're celebrating how hilarious life can be by sharing funny life stories from everyday life. This is episode 232, brought to you the week of October 16, 2014. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison. With me, as always, is John Steinklauber. Welcome back to the show, John.
Good day, evening, slash afternoon, whenever you happen to be.
Yeah. Whenever you're listening, have a great one of those.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm
well. How are you?
Day. I'm doing well. I'm doing very well too. I'm having great life. Great amount of life happening. Not a lot of funny things this week though. I'll be honest.
I'll be honest too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I do. I have something on the burner. But okay. I'm glad everybody's with us. I'm glad you're listening, podcast listener. And we're going to serve you up. We've got a great story for you. We're going to serve you up some great stories from all over the country. Some real places, other imagined. But every single one of these stories are true and directly from one of our listeners. So looking forward to that. And we're also looking forward to some backstory. Backstories where we share a story from the past 7 days or so. I'll go first.
Good.
Since mine is going to stink.
Well, it's one of those kind, huh?
I might be. All right. So I'm going to try to be subtle. We were talking about subtlety before the show. Yeah. I'm going to be subtle because you can say just about anything if you're subtle. I was pooping. Crap.
Well, there goes subtlety.
There goes subtlety. No, I was in the bathroom and I was sitting on a thing, a toilet. Some people call it a potty,
or a thunder dome,
and the throne. You know, I was about to take a shower, so just to save time, as I'm there, I went ahead and kicked off those pants. Okay. And as I stood up, well, I'd been there a while. And what happens when you sit there for a while, you know, your legs go to sleep, my feet dead asleep. So they feel like I'm wearing two electric casts. And I flip off my shirt. I turn on the shower and I stand there and I wait. And there's this moment, the blood rushes back in. And it gets really uncomfortable for a minute. I mean, like electric shock. If you move your feet, you know, it just bounces all the way up your leg. So I waited for that to be over, but it was still numb, but I wanted to get in the shower. It was cold. So I jump in there and I start going, and then full feeling comes back to my feet. And I realize as I look down, it's all awfully snuggly and warm down there where my feet are. Mm-hmm. I had not taken off my socks.
You took a shower with your socks on?
Well, not a whole shower, but I started it with my socks.
I can honestly say that's never happened to me before. That's kind of awesome, actually.
Well, I was focused elsewhere, you know?
Sure. And you couldn't feel your feet. They were numb.
Yeah. It's like ladies who have, or I should say lady, my wife and daughter complaining about falling in the toilet, you know, because their focus is not like ours is. When we approach a toilet, it's straight on. We face it man to man.
That's because we're standing.
They start at the door and just back their way in like a truck, you know, beep, beep, beep. And that's why they fall in. I actually know that because I was in a situation where I couldn't stand to go for a while. That sounds like I couldn't handle it, or I didn't want to go to the bathroom. I couldn't stand up. I think it was when, I don't remember, but I did one of those, and I'm like, oh my goodness, the perspective is totally different from the, you know, when you have to sit down, you know.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. And so I feel for them. My point is though, this time that I was focused on getting the shower, making that transition, and then my socks stayed on. So well, I kicked them out,
taken care of,
kicked them out and wrung them out, which is really gross. Cause then you have to wash your hands. Cause then you have sock water all over
sock, water
sock tea. Yeah.
And you got to wash your hair and ooh, sock tea loaded with toe jam.
No, I didn't get mixed up. It stayed down south there. So wasn't that bad.
Sock tea.
So I've been,
sounds
I've been,
like something Bear Grylls would drink.
I've been holding on to that one for a while. That didn't happen this week. I've been a little ashamed to share it. So if we were doing a recap song, that would probably be the recap song title is
Sock Tea.
Sock Tea. Yeah.
Sock Tea. What would it go to the tune of?
I don't know.
Probably not a book or Kiss Slap Your Mom. You know, every time I hear that, think of that song that Luke shared about kissing his mom, I always think of Smack Your Mom.
Smack Mom. It would probably be by Sick Boy, or that song Sick Boy. Sick Boy, away-o. So it'd be Sock Tea, na-na-na-na, Sock Tea, away-o. So something like that, maybe.
That's a new one on me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, MXPX did a cover of it, but I think it's a Ramones song.
Okay.
Sure. How about you, man? What's your backstory?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to have to dig a little bit for this one. And I don't think I've told this one yet. Did I ever tell you about the termites?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah. Okay. You said you have them, but I don't know what you said about
it's
them.
It's not the same one.
Oh, whole new termites.
Whole new termites.
Sweet. I love new termites.
Well, this was just one termite.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, for some reasons which I cannot explain, I found myself touring this house, and it was a regular, you know, house.
Yeah, walls and
pretty
stuff.
House walls, except it looked like someone almost in a cartoonish manner had cut like holes in the wall. Like they looked like cracks where like the wall was just ripped away. It, with these perfect jagged edges, you know?
A Harry Potter lightning-shaped scar?
Yes, exactly.
So this house had been protected by its mother's love?
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. Anyway. Did somebody cut it, or is it just a fissure in the good old Georgia clay?
Time-space continuum or something. It was weird because in some places the studs were exposed, and I could see through the wall to the other side.
Somebody cut it, or was it a repo home, or...?
No, it was just like somebody's home that they lived in. Mm. And so I was like, this is very peculiar and odd. And from another room, and I'm going to try to recreate this sound as best as I can. So from another room, I heard a sound. It's like, hey there, how are you doing? I don't know if that sounded like to you, but it sounded wrong to me. But I'm going to keep doing it. So that I kept hearing that sound, and I was like, who is this talking to us? And
you'll never find me.
And so he just kept, you know, every room that we'd go, it was this small voice just coming from nowhere. Mm. And we were looking, and, you know, I went in the bathroom and tried to use it. And it's like, ha, 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 I'm still here. And I'm like, this is insane and ridiculous, and I really am uncomfortable with this. So you need to, you know, show yourself, whoever you are. And he says,
you'll never find me because I'm the ninja termite.
And as weird as that may sound, and as it true as it should be, not moments after I heard that thing confess that it was the ninja termite, my alarm started going off.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the weirdest. I woke up laughing because who's ever heard of a ninja termite?
Not me.
Not me either. And I think it's something I should write in and send to that story show.
So here I am trying to envision this house. I'm asking all these serious questions. Like, is this
it was exactly as you mentioned. I thought for sure that, I mean, it looked very cartoonish and I didn't know if somebody had cut it away.
It reminds me, you see, when you did the voice, it reminded me of that when my mom used the intercom, or when I used the intercom system to talk to her as if I were God.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Drusilla. This is God. So that was funny.
Don't spank your son, James.
Ninja Termite. So apparently he was eating the holes in the walls.
He was at a quick rate.
Wow.
At lightning speed. It looked like the house had been struck by lightning and just like completely removed away drywall and pieces of 2x4. It was awesome.
He was a busy
termite.
I
wish that you could see it.
So he was
a ninja termite.
He was like the wind. You could see the effects of the termite, but not the termite himself. And
right on.
I also want to point out that I'm very happy for you that he kept you from using the bathroom, because every time I've ever dreamed that I've gone potty, I've either come really close or piddled a little. So. Can't do this.
I woke up from the dead sleep once, and I had to run to the bathroom to number two.
Oh wow! Never
happened. That has never happened to me before like that. And like, I woke up from the middle of the night sleep. You know when you're like sleeping the hardest?
Yeah.
It's like boom. I got to go to the bathroom.
You know, that just made me think. I was thinking that's great that our bodies do that.
Yep.
Because it would stink to poop in your sleep. And then immediately I realized there is probably a whole ton of people that deal with sleep pooping. And yeah. So I didn't want to make a joke out of it.
We'll be getting letters, not the funny kind.
But I'm sure they have, you know, night garments and things like that that would retain the night poop. But
night
I'm 41. I'm too young for any kind of issues like that. So, let's get into your stories. Hopefully your stories are better than ours. This is our time for featured stories. All right. First, though, I want to tell you about Patreon. Patreon, support us for a quarter a show. That's only $1 a month. Become a quarterbacker. Get it?
You're an idiot. Don't
understand. Yeah. but you can access backer-only content, and you can ask any of our Patreon supporters, is that true? Does he really put out real stuff? Is there content? Is there offers and things that I get? Absolutely. This week, I gave away 5 invites for a brand new social network called Elo. And it's taking the internet by storm. And I gave those away to folks that are just giving us a quarter a show.
That's cool.
Man. A big thanks to our latest backer, Forrest Fisk. And I appreciate him jumping on board. So if you'd like to do that, just go to NLCast.com. I'm sorry, Patreon.com/NLCast and jump on board and support this show. And we will, you know what? The more you support us, the better we get. So it's really a selfish thing. You should do it out of selfishness. Don't do it. I heard somebody famous one time say it this way. She was talking about worship. She said, "We don't worship for God's sake. We do it for us. We, you know, he doesn't really get anything out of our worship. It's really about what we get, and it's about us."
Holy cow.
And she was absolutely horribly wrong. But in this case, when you give, you receive. And so don't worry about us. Worry about you.
That's right. It's all for you.
That's right. This is a story called Highway Moon, and it's a good one to get us started. I always like to start one off that I know John will giggle at. This is from Fred from South Park, Colorado. He writes and says, "I drive a truck for a living. Last night, I had planned out a route through the back highways of Oklahoma. I had left my GPS at home, and the one on my phone doesn't help because it's not loud enough over the sound of my truck. So I proceeded down the South Highway, a little inhibited, and I planned and knew that if I was heading south, then the sunset would be to my right. However, I got a little concerned when I saw it was to my left. I was convinced that I had turned the right way, so I continued in that direction, keeping in mind that it was a very overcast afternoon. It took me several minutes to realize that the light on my left was not the sunset at all. It was the moon rising. Can you say duh? He says, this is one time I was happy to be mooned on the highway.
So, you got mooned.
Keep up the great work, Fred. So
my question is, was it a bad moon rising?
It was a red moon. Wasn't there supposed to be some sort of blood moon this week or something like
I think it was last week. Oh. It was like the last of three or something, some kind of trifecta.
And then we're done. Then we're done. No more blood moons. Sorry.
We don't have to hear more about these end time prophecies saying, oh, the moon's going
to
turn
into moon. Ever since I was a kid, people use the moon to try to scare people. It's like, but I did get to see the super moon.
The what?
The super moon. Like, it was really giant in the sky.
And, they have a cape on?
It did. And a little mask. And it was amazing.
I'm super moon.
I'm super moon. This is called Krispy Kreme. It's submitted from Elizabeth Kruger in McAllen, Texas. My family takes a lot of vacations, she says. My dad's a wildlife photographer, so he travels a lot to take pictures in different states. My siblings and I are actually homeschooled so that we can go on such trips with my dad. Cool. It's a pretty cool life.
Yeah.
We usually go on month-long trips, and in doing so, we meet a lot of interesting characters and have many interesting experiences. On one such trip to Missouri a couple summers ago, my family and I were driving to the place where we were going to stay. We hadn't eaten breakfast, so we stopped at a Krispy Kreme and ordered some donuts from the drive-thru.
Nice.
This was very exciting for us because we did not have a Krispy Kreme where I lived. That's surprising. Texas has everything.
Yeah, and they're usually really big too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they have a donut place. It's probably so much better and awesomer, but whatever. She says, I believe my mom was feeling a little guilty about feeding her four kids pure sugar for breakfast. So along with that, she ordered four milks and handed them out. We don't like milk, especially when we're forced to drink it. So I took one sip and immediately, though, I knew something was wrong. The milk was thicker than it should be. It smelled and tasted really bad. Plus,
oh, no.
There were crunchy little chunks mixed in. I told my mom, but she thought I was just, you know, pooping around. So she forced me to drink the whole thing anyway.
No. Mom.
And then my dad decided to drive over some huge hills and around tight curves, and my stomach started to feel queasy. And I told my dad to pull over, and I threw up all over the parking lot to Frank's Auto Parts.
She named the store.
She would remember that name forever. I got back in the car and we drove away from the white puddle.
Cottage cheese.
God, dude, for real.
I love cottage cheese. Stop. I wish I wouldn't have just said that.
I'm seriously feeling it rise. Oh.
Like a moon?
Something like a supermoon. I got back in the car. And we drove away. My mom, still to this day, does not believe that the milk was bad. Well, that's my story.
She said, I hope it wasn't to it.
I wasn't too long. I hope it wasn't too long. We're going on another trip next Friday to Amish country. I can't wait to see what I puke on there. and the reason why I called it Krispy Kreme, I changed it to C-R-E-A-M. Because when you get milk from Krispy Kreme, just know that the cream might be crispy.
How do you get crispy bits in milk?
It's really bad. That's been opened. It's been frozen and unfrozen. It's been croutoned. It's gross. I don't know.
Yeah, but it wasn't old, according to her mom. Mm.
Yeah, you know it's been sitting there because when the dumplings have a dry center, you know, that's when you know. Oh, man, we've all done it. We've all taken that milk to the head and I can't even talk about it. It's so gross. All right. This is from Brittany. It's a voicemail. It's called Tooth Extraction Conniption. So let's enjoy this.
Hi, my name's Brittany, and I have a story for That Story Show. The other day, I had a bunch of dental work that was going to be done, some extraction, teeth extractions, and cavities being filled, and then my braces being put on. So I was really scared, and I was just really nervous about all the dental work, and so I decided that I would listen to the podcast, That Story Show, or formerly Nobody's Listening. So I was listening to it, to some really old episodes, and as I was listening, I had my headphones in, and they were working on my teeth and stuff, and there was just something really funny. I can't even remember what it was, but I started laughing. And my dentist kind of looks at me like, you know, you need to stop. So I tried to stop, and then I kept listening, and I all of a sudden started snorting. And basically, I started choking, and my dentist, he just stops, and my hygienist stops, and they tell me to take out my headphones, and I was like, I'm really sorry. I was listening to a podcast. And they're like, well, for the rest of the time, you really need to take out your headphones because we can't have you basically laughing the rest of the time. So I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
I'll try harder. And they're like, okay. So I put my headphones back in, and they started the dental work again, and everything was okay until – I think it was John. He made this crazy noise, and I don't know which one it was. But basically, I just like lost it, and I could not stop laughing. And
crap, I can feel bad.
Picked my phone up. So, thank you so much for making my dental work go a little bit easier on me,
we still get credit.
Just for bringing so many laughs on some hard days. So, thank you so much. Bye.
Yay.
Thanks, Brittany.
I love that. We hear that a lot. Just to toot our own horn a little bit, because it's a side thing. People say that we've helped them through some dark times. We've heard that, you know, John and I know we've heard that again and again and again, especially through emails, a lot of private emails. And that makes this show so worthwhile.
I don't think we've ever gotten in trouble. Well, I don't think we've ever gotten in anybody in trouble by their dentist. That
no,
may be first.
That's a new one. We've gotten people
to add that to the list.
To get in. We've had kids caught listening, you know, late at night. We've had people get stared at on subways. We've had bikers act like they want to beat somebody up because they thought they were laughing at them. And I believe we've had people that are supposed to have a code of silence in the office get in trouble because of their laughter. But yeah, we've never gotten anybody in trouble here. And if there's a moral to this story, Brittany, it's this. Because it's really hard to laugh. It's really easy to snort when your mouth is wide open. So.
Please don't die.
Oh
my goodness.
You know, awesome. You know what I hate about the dentist now is there's no little sink to spit in. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, the little whirlpool sinks. They were cool.
Now they have Mr.
The water
Thirsty.
Was always nice and cold.
Hate Mr. Thirsty. Get that straw out of my mouth. I want to spit on something legally. Little tiny sink made just for spitting. It's amazing.
Yeah.
How much better? How many more children would have less dental problems if they had a tiny little sink that they could pivot in and spit in, you know, because they'd be brushing their teeth just for fun. I'm going to spit in the sink, Mom. Mr. Spittle. I want to spit in Mr. Spittle.
I want to, do that.
Mr. Thirsty just makes me want to throw up because I'm like, he wants my spit. That's gross.
Yeah, that is kind of gross, isn't it?
Yeah. Close your mouth. It's gone.
I always want to clean my tonsils with that thing, though.
Somebody apparently got tipped off about our little legless turtle story from a couple weeks ago and thought of their own. So here it is. This is some middle school story. I love those. We got to play this. Middle school drama. Here we go. Zoe from Shinytown, Florida says, hello there. Thanks. I recently got into listening to your podcast, and I honestly love listening to it every night at midnight or so because I have a really bad habit of staying up late. Anyway, when I was in seventh grade, I had this friend. For this, I'll just call her Katie. And we sat next to each other in science class. One day, we had to draw a food chain. And me, being a huge art fanatic, I just started drawing right away. Katie turns to me and she asks, "Do you know how to draw a turtle?" I look at her picture and I turn over my paper and I draw a turtle as an example. She looks at the turtle I drew and she points at its legs and asks me, "What are those?" I told her that they were legs and she said that she didn't know turtles had legs. In some places they do and then they don't. For 10 minutes, we argued over whether turtles had legs or not. And it got to the point where I had her explain to me how did turtles walk if they didn't have feet. And she says, and I quote, "I thought they just rolled around on the ground and then floated in the water." To this day, I still tease her about the legless turtle. Keep up the amazing podcast, Zoe. So, attention. This is a little public service announcement for all seventh graders. Turtles have legs.
Thank you for that.
I also like to mention that Zoe waited till eighth grade to tell her that they also have heads and tails. That was, just a whole nother level that they had to wait to get to. So
I thought they just ate through osmosis.
My brain! I can't do it! I just imagine that the girl, you know, when she got the assignment, that she's like, okay, what's the easiest animal to draw? A turtle. It's an oval. And then so when she asks for confirmation and she starts seeing all these details, her little brain started freaking out is what I imagine anyway. But then I start thinking, you were doing a food chain. Exactly. Oh, yeah. What food chain is a turtle a part of? I even looked it up. And baby turtles are eaten by almost everything. Even had a picture of you in there. You eat baby turtles. But when they get older, that only bears and like alligators can crack them open. They said eagles have been known to grab them and drop them and smash them open.
That's right. But that's sad.
So I don't know. If this girl didn't even know turtles had legs, I don't think she would have really captured the rest of the food chain. And I'm guessing she got a pretty bad grade on this.
The turtle's food chain is weird.
Yeah, it's a very small circle of life for the turtle. He pretty much lives and dies of old age or raccoons. So this one's called Fun with Trenches. Keith from Santa Claus, Indiana, sent it in. It's the best cities in America.
Trenches.
Fun with trenches. Here we go. This is from Keith, Retro Keith. In some camping book or another, I read that when camping in the rain, you can dig a small trench around your tent and the water won't come inside and it won't get your stuff all wet. It doesn't have to be a deep trench. You just scratch the dirt around the tent with a little point of the shovel, just enough to catch the rain and easy enough to use your foot to stomp flat in the morning when breaking camp. You don't want to leave the campsite the same as you found it, or you want to leave it better. So I was at Boy Scout camp. The tents were pitched and they were all in a line and it looked like it might rain. So I scratched a little trench around my tent. I even scratched a short place for the water to run off away from the tent. Then I wondered just how small of a trench really needed to be dug. Would rain water collect in it at all? And when nobody was around, I dragged my shovel, forming an additional trench through the patches of grass that spotted the sandy soil. I didn't make it go all the way, but I did make sure when I was done that it was pointed at the center of the tent next in line down the hill. I didn't think it would really work, but my experiment was a wonderful success. The next morning, that tent and all of its inhabitants woke up in the middle of Lake Keith. Scouts aren't dumb, though, and revenge came the very next night. After waking up on a soggy ground, I discovered that someone had rerouted my trench into my own tent.
Wow.
All the best, Keith Helsley, Retro Keith. Moral of the story is, if you're going to flood somebody out, use a proxy trench. You know what a proxy trench is, John? It's something I made up.
I'm
on the internet.
No, I don't know.
On the internet, if you want to contact somebody and you want to keep it kind of a anonymous secret, you can use a proxy. Basically, you connect to them through another computer rather than directly. And so my idea would be help the other tents to form trenches, route it into theirs, and then run that one into the, you know, the victim's tent.
Make it look like it came from someone else.
Yeah. Proxy trench.
Brilliant.
There you go. And now you know why I called it fun with trenches. So
fun with trenches.
Who would have thought that you could have fun with a trench? Leave it up to,
like that,
to Keith. This is called Crazy Old Great Uncle Dr. Wade. It's a big old honking title. Hey, that story show. This is Isaac from Connecticut.
Hey,
my great uncle was a doctor in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He lived in a community in the middle of nowhere, Maine, where he was the only doctor for a long ways. He was the only doctor anywhere nearby, and he did everything. He delivered babies, pulled teeth, prescribed medicine. He also had a really weird and kind of messed up sense of humor. So one day when my mom was 13 years old, her family got a package in the mail from good old Uncle Wade. It was a container of chewing tobacco, or at least it was chewing tobacco. It was a chewing tobacco container, and inside it looked like chewing tobacco. My granddad suggested that we just leave it alone. After all, it came from his crazy little brother who knew what he had done to it. So when visiting crazy old Uncle Dr. Wade, we visited him, and my granddad thanked him for the chewing tobacco and asked him if he had done anything weird to it. I didn't do a thing to it, he says. Did you enjoy it? He asked with a hopeful look on his face. I didn't use a bit, my grandfather said, and Grand Uncle Wade eventually admitted that it wasn't chewing tobacco anyway. It was a large chunk of brown toenail fungus he had removed from the foot of an old guy who had a horrible foot hygiene.
Oh, that's...
My grandfather was glad he hadn't tried it.
Oh, why?
That's a sick, twisted sense of humor.
That's a sick, twisted uncle. That's not... It's so gross.
Here's a little public service announcement, guys. Foot fungus, if you didn't know, can grow large enough, apparently, to fill a can of Copenhagen. So if you ever get if you ever get one and the seal is broken, you might be better off dipping toenail fungus, though. I did a little look to find I couldn't remember right off the top of my head what brand, you know, brands there were. And so when I looked it up, I saw a lot of, lip cancer. Yeah.
Ew.
So that's not good.
Public service announcement. Dipping foot fungus is probably healthier.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Deep frozen fear. This is from Michelle from Suckerville, Maine.
It's
a real place. Suckerville, Maine. Yeah. When I was growing up, I would spend summers with my grandparents. My granddad was an avid fisherman and had his room in the basement with a sink and deep freeze where he would clean his fish and later freeze them. We kids were never allowed downstairs when granddad was cleaning his fish, so I never truly realized what was going on. One day, when I was about 8, Grandma sent me down there into the deep freeze to get some hamburger. I opened that deep freeze, and there was Granddad's latest catch staring right up at me. I saw all those trout eyes staring at me with his mouth open, frozen, with an eternal look of shock on his face. I slammed down that freezer lid, and I ran up the steps, imagining that the freezer trout was chasing me like Charlie the Tuna style.
Freezer trout.
I never went down to that basement again until I became an adult. Love your podcast. Moral of the story here, dead fish, every one of them, look like somebody walked in on them in the bathroom.
They do. Their last gasp of breath.
They look like they just found out that they had their socks on in the shower.
How come my feet are wet?
If you couldn't relate to the first one, surely you can relate to the sock in the shower thing. I can't be the only person.
Yes, you are.
At least they weren't those toe socks with the multicolored toes. They just seemed like there would have been an extra layer of shame.
You own a pair
Socks with treads on the bottom, you know, anything special.
They were I had my shoes on. I don't know how I got my pants off over them, but I had my shoes on.
Well, if they had been, you know, knee highs or something, or, you know, I think I would have noticed, but I wear the low cut, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah. These little ankle socks.
Well, yeah, but they're not the ones all the way down. You
know? They have a little poofy thing on the back of them, too.
They do. They do. They're bright green.
You wear them with your cheerleader shoes?
They're little bits of toe fungus. That's what they are.
Oh, come on.
This is called a crisp morning jog. Oxnard from Mormon Bar, California writes, "One crisp fall morning, I was roused out of bed by the sound of an engine revving, which was a little odd. I looked out the window just in time to see a mid-sized truck full of hoses, power tools, buckets, and a couple of weird orange tanks slowly pulling out of our driveway. Being surprised and a curious kid, this truck interested me, and so I decided I needed to chase after it to see what it was up. You know, I wanted to see it up close and personal. So I had to hurry, so I bypassed my shoes, and I pulled on yesterday's pants and flung open my bedroom door. I was halfway down the hallway stairs when I noticed my feet were crunching on stuff. They curled in on themselves instinctively, knowing that there was a problem even before my eyes could confirm it. The entire landing was littered with dead roach corpses. Mom! I decided to suck it in, and I closed the distance between me and the front door and in as few dynamic leaps as I was able to muster, picking up new carcasses with each lunge.
Ew.
Out in the grass, I scrubbed my feet free of roach mush and looked around for the truck, which I could now clearly see belonged to an exterminator. I guess we really, really needed him.
Wow.
Oxnard.
That's crazy.
The only time I've ever seen that happen is when you get a full-on bug bomb fumigation thing. And so I just wanted to warn Oxnard there. If your parents are fumigating the house and you're still in it, you might want to look into adoption options. I don't know if kids can spark that, but, you know, just
adopt a new family.
Call an adoption agency and tell them you're willing and ready to go to a nice family.
Fair enough. That's a little bit weird.
Yeah. It's very weird. Very strange. This is our little last story today. It's called Nature's Milk Duds. So Jack from England, believe it or not. "Ever since I found your podcast on iTunes," I got an iPod Nano for my 12th birthday, "since I've been hysterically laughing with my mum, and dad. My dad is in the U.S. Air Force and stationed in England, and you will be amazed to hear how many people here listen to you as well." I would be amazed. Really? Yeah,
I would be amazed too.
Yeah, we've got quite a few. It goes America, obviously, Canada, and then
America,
then the UK, or it's the UK and Canada. I can't remember. I'd like to see them fight over. So that would be cool.
Be awesome.
When I was four, we were living in New Mexico, and we were up in the mountains for the Rockies for the day. We were hiking, and my dad just informed me that he had finished all of the milk duds that we'd been eating. A short while later, I saw something on the ground, and it looked like a pile of milk duds. And I asked my dad what they were, and he told me that the pile that I was hoping were milk duds.
Oh.
And I knelt down and picked one up, and before my dad could stop me, I put it in my mouth and started chewing. It looked like chocolate. It melted in my mouth like chocolate, but it was not chocolate. It tasted like... Yeah. Playing the whole thing as he chews. It was deer poo. So my dad laughed really hard. He was really lucky mummy wasn't there, or he would have been grounded, Jack.
But he got in trouble.
So you can fill in the rest. You know, he was spitting and picking deer poop or whatever deers can't digest out of his teeth.
Little pellets. And probably was like around his mouth, because you know, like when you eat a lot of chocolate, it gets on your face. That said, that was deer poo. And
moral of the story is milk duds do not appear naturally in nature.
Ooh, I have one too.
What?
And dads are likely full of it.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Dads are full of it. They are full of deer poo. So, yeah, today I just want to leave you guys with this. Just remember, if you're going to the bathroom and your legs go to sleep, use your eyes to make sure to scan your body before you, you commit to a shower, because you too could make the mistake that I made. And one day even make a worse mistake. And that is sharing that on a podcast that thousands of people download who love.
You could always trust the Ninja Termite.
You can trust the Ninja Termite and the house that he leads you in too. Thing. So, oh man. Hey, I wanted to mention, that
I have shoes on.
Yeah. That's the show. I know it's a short one, but short's better than long, I guess, eh? So
it makes up for the, you know, 2-hour show that we did with the Movie Beatdown last week.
Yeah, it's true. If you're not listening to Movie Beatdown, you probably should. You need to go over there. Moviebeatdown.com. It's a great show. If you like movies and you need a new way to look at your old favorites, this is the way to do it. But go to our website as well. You can comment on this episode. You can get involved with our community. Visit thatstoryshow.com. Our Twitter is @thatstoryshow. Just spell it all out. And join the NLCast Network Community Facebook group. It's a great place. No matter what show you listen to in the NLCast Network, there's somebody there that shares your excitement for whatever we're saying.
Just one of everyone.
Yeah. NLCast.com/group will get you there. You know, you have to search for it. NLCast.com/group. Review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. You can go to thatstoryshow.com/iTunes. It'll bump you right in there. I appreciate our most recent reviews. We've only gotten about one or two since the name change. And so I appreciate those. It's awesome. They were
cool, too.
And remember, consider supporting this podcast and become a quarterbacker for just a quarter a show. thatstoryshow.com/Patreon. Thanks to our backers. Thanks to Rob Gobers for this awesome theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record. Thanks to you, John.
Thanks to you, James.
And our story contributors and everyone who listens. And remember, when something crazy, embarrassing, annoying, gross, or weird happens, if it's funny, share it right here on That Story Show. Boom!
That was pretty doggone awesome.